Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, there's a grape out there that, among the white grapes of the world, is my nominee for the best known unknown grape. It's Grüner Veltliner.
I completely agree with you. It's a really great white wine, in my humble opinion, with a terrible name.
Yeah.
I mean, something about Austrian wines and their names that will always, unfortunately, be a challenge for the American consumer. To wit, Grüner Veltliner,
yeah,
Blaufränkisch, Zweigelt, Neuburger. I mean, these are not names that come trippingly off the tongue.
No, the first time I heard the word Grüner Veltliner, I thought somebody was pulling my leg.
Well,
that was a long time.
They're all good grapes, and they're all a challenge to sell. But I'm going to see if we can raise the bar for Grüner Veltliner at least a little bit in terms of
good
some
enough.
Familiarity. It's the dominant white grape in Austria. It comes in many styles and showcases flavors of gooseberry, star fruit, white pepper. That's one of the signature characteristics of it.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon, lime, peach, and nectarine, just to sort of give you the ballpark of flavors. Most wines are vinified dry and carry a really nice, racy, brisk acidity, which makes them very food-friendly, with classic cuisine of the area, schnitzel, sausage, potato dishes, really good pairing for that. It's also a really good aperitif. So I started with the 2022 Rutenstock Gewürztraminer. This is pale, strong colors. Aroma is almost like Sauvignon Blanc, with citrus, white pepper, and then a good crisp acidity and a lean, long finish. Great value at $14.99.
My goodness.
Yeah, I thought that was a really, really nice wine. Next was a big jump. We're going to put this on the website, folks. Tegernseehof Bergdistel 2018. And the wine's sort of subtitle is Smaragd, and I know I got that wrong. That's S-M-A-R-A-G-D. I mean, come on, this is a challenge.
Smaragd,
okay. Currently, it's run by a fifth-generation family. Mittelbach is the name of the family, and based in the very prestigious Wachau Valley. The wine is elegant and refined. Notes of apricot and spice mingle with generous citrus fruit and a vibrant, brilliant acidity. It's a blend of actually 60% Grüner Veltliner, 30% Riesling, and 5% Zweigelt, and then a little tiny bit of Pinot Noir thrown in there just for giggles. This is Saturday night dinner quality, but at $28.99. Still a pretty fair value. If you've never had a Grüner Veltliner, this would be a really good place to start, although it sets the bar pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, this was kind of fun. From a producer, which is the Weingut Steininger, was a sparkling reserve Gewürztraminer from the 2018 vintage. This is 100% Grüner Veltliner and produced using the traditional champagne method. The wine is pale straw, very lively bubbles, and a pleasing mouthfeel. A good mousse is the term that is used. Pleasing subtle flavors of pear, orange, with subtle gooseberry notes, surprisingly full-bodied, great texture and a long finish. At $30.99, it's a unique wine and I think also a fair value. This is the first time I've ever had a sparkling Grüner Veltliner. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of intrigued. These were all good and we'll put them on the website. Grüner Veltliner is a grape that deserves much more attention and these will all represent well. But my wine of the week, even though it's at $28.99, has to be the Tegernseehof Bergdistel Smaragd.
Let's put that on the website.
We will put it on the website. As I've said, if you want to experience Grüner Veltliner, this is a very good place to start.
Hugh, it sounds wonderful. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.